What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back. We're here, University of Miami. First day of full patch.
Doing a little bonding?
You doing a little bonding down there?
Oh, yeah, man. I was really curious. So
I'm standing up here with Cam. We see you come walking out of the weight room.
No, so it's a different world, man. So these guys with sports science and the workouts and the things they do so guys don't get hurt that are a little tight, and these guys come in early and get loosened up so they're ready to go. And
well, it's not small business anymore, man.
No.
I hate to keep throwing that
No. Listen, you're exactly right. It's no longer.
These are multi-million dollar athletes you got to take care of.
Hey, football, college football is obviously very popular.
It's the second most popular sport in the country.
I always say that. You don't have to sell me on that. I believe.
Well, I think the numbers, the TV numbers would back you up pretty well on that.
Yeah.
Now, I'm guessing they'll get some viewers for Miami Notre Dame.
Now, there will be some people tell you that, you know, the NBA or maybe Major League Baseball, but
no.
College
Joe,
football.
I think that preseason NFL game, that Hall of Fame game at 6 million viewers, that had to be right up there.
By the way, that's
some
crazy.
Of the,
that's
some of the
crazy
best NBA games they had all year, I would think.
So anyway, not to flip it over here, and we're going to have a lot more in University of Miami coming up here, and you know how you hear about a guy, and we've talked about Carson Beck and Woody. We're going to get a chance to watch him throw it today.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah. No, I'm looking forward to the whole thing and all the new look, everybody know what the problems were last year and see, get an idea with the defense with Corey Heatherman, now the defensive coordinator. And by the way, man, there's a lot of pressure. They won 10 games last year and didn't finish strong. And Mario, you know, he understands this is – They're putting a lot into this thing that they want to – got to get the ACC championship game. Got to get to one of those top two spots for sure.
Well, it's the next step, right? You go – you started off, you know, with the losing record. Then you had a winning record. Then you got real close, right? And now it's time to make the next step, and I think they have the talent to do it, Joe. But, man, the lifespan of these coordinators is not long.
No.
You have a rough patch of a
this is ball. This is now just like – the NFL, not for long. We've got to figure something else for the NFL stuff. So this other thing we've been talking about a little bit that's in our backyard, and it's the Teddy Bridgewater, Northwestern High School. He was the head coach, and he just signed with Tampa Bay to go get back in the NFL as a quarterback. And so yesterday, media talked to him, and he talked about this whole Northwestern situation. I thought it was really powerful, and I want you to hear it.
You know, I'm a father first before anything, and when I decided to coach, you know, those players became my sons, and I wanted to make sure that I just protect them in the best way that I can, and, you know, I think that's what came about. You know, Miami Northwestern is in a tough neighborhood, and, you know, sometimes things can happen when kids are walking home and different things like that, so I just tried to protect them, you know, give them you know, a ride home instead of them having to take those dangerous walks. But I just want people to continue to see me for the person that I've been, you know, from the time I arrived in the NFL, from the time that I arrived at the University of Louisville. Just a humble guy who has a big heart and a cheerful giver. There are a lot of changes, you know, you like to see. But, you know, I guess in due time, you know, those changes will happen. But until then, man, I can't change who I am, you know, because of the rules. Like, I have a big heart. You know, I get it from my mom. And, you know, I just always said that I was once those kids. You know, I know what it's like to be in their shoes. I know what it's like to walk those halls at Miami Northwestern and to have your stomach growling and rumbling at 12 o'clock in the afternoon because you didn't have any lunch money or you don't get the free lunch. So I can't change who I am. You know, I'll still give to those kids just because, man, I know what it's like.
He went on and talked about the whole situation. I know they're not going to change. I know the Good Old Boy Network, which is run in the northern part of the state, Florida High School Athletic Association, is not going to change. Meanwhile, the whole thing is a disaster since they've opened up. You want to talk about opening up. It's a free-for-all where kids are going to school. As many times, guys transfer now three times in a year. And we're worried about Teddy Bridgewater paying for Uber rides to get players to and from school and food. And so I hear this from high school coaches all the time. I'll never rip a high school coach because they don't make any money. They don't. They babysit. They work long hours to put together. They want to win. And by the way, a lot of high school coaches don't win. They get fired. They don't make any money. And by the way, we're not paying you a lot of money, but we want to let you know if you don't win, we're going to fire you. Happens all the time. But these guys, they know what they can and can't do. But you think if one of their student athletes, one of their high school football players comes in and says, hey, man, I haven't had anything to eat. I can't practice. They can get them food. If they need to get them home or if they're having problems at the house, those guys are like counselors. Some of them are like fathers, father figures. And I think that was Teddy's message. I just wish instead of saying here's a former player is throwing money around and he's breaking all these rules. Well, maybe you ought to look at the rules because
that was heartbreaking to hear that stuff yesterday, man. It really, really was. But you know, Joe, it's funny. It sounds like you're talking about college football 10 years ago, right? Giving guys a meal, picking up a check or something like that, or giving them a ride or any of those things. Remember, that used to be
So everybody's been kind of breaking the rules, but it's not really breaking the rules. It's the right thing to do for all these coaches, and you're right.
Yeah.
There are college guys that were doing the same thing, I heard that stuff from Teddy, and it was pretty powerful stuff. Like, hey, I'm not going to change. I'm going to help those kids. By the way, he can give money now that he's part of the booster. If they need stuff over there, I'm guessing Teddy's going to continue to help him, but he's not coaching now.
Yeah.
I don't think he takes any money from him, from what I understand.
Yeah, it sucks for those kids, though, man. And he was talking about how those kids, you know, see a way out through him and, you know, how they look up to him and all that stuff. And
Northwestern's got a pretty good – they're pretty good. They got three guys in Tampa Bay from Northwestern High School. That's one of our South Florida specials. Northwestern High School has three guys playing for Tampa Bay. Is that crazy? Hey, well, how's things – how was it down the street? Oh, yeah, I was over there the other day. That's
great job getting rid of that guy, getting him out of town. That's great.
Well, it doesn't make high school football better down here. Northwestern's got a really good team. I'll be rooting for those guys to continue and dominate like they did a year ago. And we'll be talking about these games coming up and start playing national games. Broward County has all these national games coming up this month. We'll have some of those guys on. And we'll talk about some of those games and they're good. I think they're good. I wish Dade County would get more involved in some of these too. I wish Dade County do a little better job with their high school stuff. But anyway, that's different. And by the way, don't be afraid to put your D's nuts out there and back Teddy. It's okay. I promise you, you'll be okay. Anyway, we've got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. We are here at the University of Miami, and yeah, like a lot of things, can't wait to see what all these new transfer portals. I see they put seven new safeties and cornerbacks, transfer portal guys.
That's what, seven more players in Clemson brought in, right?
They got three total. I don't think he did any the first couple years.
Isn't it amazing the top two teams in the ACC have built their rosters so differently? It's kind of crazy.
But
Clemson's the only school I think that's getting away with that, right? The fighting the portal.
They quietly have good recruiting classes because nobody talks about their recruiting class, but they're good.
Yeah,
they coach them up. They tell them, hey, if you don't play a lot your first year, don't worry, we're going to take care of you financially. But we're not big transfer portal guys, so you stay here, stay with us, and obviously, if you're not playing, you end up not working out, you're going to leave anyway. But if we think you got talent, you should stay. And he's got a pretty good track record of guys getting drafted. A lot of guys at Clemson get drafted. He's got a rolling, and he is still considered to be one of the top coaches in the country.
Absolutely.
Would you agree?
Absolutely, yeah.
I mean, everybody told me.
The top 10 team, yeah.
Again, I know it's not popular to sit here and say this, but everybody told me, boy, he's going to lose his job if he doesn't change with the times. And he fought it.
I remember talking about that with you. Yeah.
He fought it. What, year three now of the transfer portal? Three or four? What is
something
that?
Something like that.
Anyway, he, NIL, transfer portal, that guy said, I'm not going to go out get a bunch of other guys from other teams. Even if they're sitting there in that big fat portal, and then he got three guys this year. That's the most he's had. And they came back last year and won. I didn't think they were going to win it. Did you, the way it started?
I didn't. But the crazy thing, too, about it is the guys that fought it, they ended up quitting. Right? The Sabins of the world. They were like, we don't do this
anymore.
Oh,
no, Mac. There are a whole bunch
of
them.
We're at the
ACC and
football and basketball.
Three coaches said we will be leaving, and three of them left right after that.
Yeah,
year. The Duke coach, that coach Eli Manning, he said, that's it for me. This is not what I signed up for now. And
flip on your TV on Saturdays, you'll see a lot of those guys doing the shows now.
Yeah.
They'd rather do that than coach in this new world.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
How good is Mario though, man? He's embraced it from day one. You ever hear Mario complain?
He said, whatever the system is, please let me know because I want to do it better than anybody else. And if we're allowed to do this, then we're going to be the best at it. And
boy, did people cry at the beginning with the Miami stuff. Remember that? With the money that started coming in?
No, they used to complain because the program didn't spend any money. That's how it started.
Yeah.
Remember that?
And then they were crying. Well, it was at the basketball kids first, right?
It was Barry Jackson and Kirk Herbstreit, I believe, were the two of them. Give Barry credit. That came out and said, Miami's got to make a decision here. And had to do mostly with facilities and the coaches' pay. And they weren't spending money for the head coaches. They wouldn't pay. And if they're going to get in this, in the NIL and all this stuff, they said, listen, if they're going to jump in and be a big-time program again, they have to do what everybody else is doing, all the big programs are doing. And the guy that joined us is a guy that's going to join us. We're going to talk to him about it because he said that is now officially taken care of. We will no longer worry about the money thing. That is going to be – that's done.
Big Joe's the architect, man.
Big Joe.
He built this thing.
Big Joe came in and said we're going to – president of the University of Miami, Joe Echevarria, and he said that will no longer be the situation. If we're going to do sports, we're going to do it right. And
isn't it remarkable, though, the difference under his leadership? So it really is. Like, you walk
remember
around,
Donna
it's kind of incredible.
Too. Like, everybody just pounded Donna Shalala's the reason or not, and all this stuff. And
remember
so,
those commercials?
Yeah. They even got political, yes.
Yeah.
Donna Shalala, she ruined sports at UM. Poor Donna Shalala, like, really? That's what you have to do? You got to go after the fan now to get like,
they'll get voters one way or another.
God, that was crazy. All right. Hey, we got to go to
break. That's why
you
got to stay out of politics.
Don't worry. Don't worry about me in politics.
Still trying to get you to run for something.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
I think you have great ideas to fix
California.
You
know what you want? You want one of those debates that, and I'm going after and telling the, you know, and the woman stands up that I'm running against, and she just starts, like, getting into my past. And I'm like, wow, did you have to do that? And she just drops the mic and walks out. I go, yeah, I'm done. That was it. Hey, man, I want you to protect your home with Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. You got that old leaky roof. Replace your old roof now and pay later. Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of five-star reviews. Save big on the legendary state-of-the-art Impact Windows and Doors. Impact Windows as low as $3 per window per month installed. Don't wait for the next storm. What are you doing? Let's get started with Loctite. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, that's LoctiteImpact.com. Or you can call 954-500-LOCK. They have a staff of professionals ready to answer all your questions and get the process started. They cover all of South Florida. Quality work. They're growing fast for a reason. Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, sounds good as we are back here live at University of Miami. First day of pads. We've had a few days here, almost a week actually, to work without pads and getting after it pretty good. And now today, you know, we talked tomorrow earlier. He brought this up. He thinks the NFL's going back to being more physical practices. I give Dan Campbell a lot of credit. Remember that?
Yeah,
remember,
but
Detroit a couple years ago, and he goes, "Listen, man, I know you guys aren't used to this, but we're gonna get after it." And there are a lot of people, and they didn't have the talent they have right now. But
well, the problem is you're spending so much money on the technology, right? And the people that are sitting over here, and they monitor the players. They got the little chips on the
pants. You can still have physical practices.
I know, but you got these people that they tell you what the limits are, right?
They do.
I mean, that's what they're there for.
They do. They.
But the other problem, though, too, Joe, you get a guy hurt, and then people are like, what are you doing? So you can't have it both ways, right?
I think most fans understand you have to – you can't just show up in September for the first game against the Colts and not have any physical play at all. Like, well, we kept everybody out of the three preseason games. Well, we had our practices, but we felt that's all – And then,
wait, would you play the starters on Sunday?
Huh?
Would you play the starters on
Sunday?
A lot
of starters were playing this week.
But would you?
Yes.
Huh.
I'm not saying a lot.
I'd sit all of them. I just.
That's fine.
I'm not with you on that one, man.
There's a lot of guys that play really well that do not play preseason football. Yes. They get themselves ready to go, and you don't really notice. But I just think at practice, and I'm not talking about tackling. I'm not talking about taking a guy to the ground. Mm-hmm. But really getting after it, and I see even Mike's changed his practices. He's been getting after it a lot more. And by the way, the more they get after it, and some of these guys on the offensive line are struggling. I had this talk yesterday after practice. I don't want to say who it was with and players I talked to, but we're talking, and the defense got after the offense again yesterday, the front seven. And they go, hey, it's okay, because these guys – they got to see it live so they can – they got to get better. Like some of these offensive linemen are struggling. They got to see it every day. They can't just all of a sudden – can you imagine if they don't do anything and now they show up to first preseason game and the quarterbacks have no shot because they haven't had any work. So they're doing all these one-on-one drills and run-blocking drills. As long as you stay high and you're not tackling and they tell you stay off the ground, although sometimes you end up there. But stay off the ground and let's get some work done. Hey, the Miami Dolphins are going to keep a lot of these guys. Like all the backup offensive linemen, everybody says, oh, that guy can't play, that guy. Well, some of them are going to be on the team. Same in the cornerbacks. Well, outside of Storm Duck, who's having a great camp and everybody been talking about. You ever think we talk about Storm Duck being the number one corner of the team?
No.
We cater out now, and that's where we are. And they're going up there, man, and face fresh wide receivers for the Bears. And
hopefully the defensive line will cover up a lot of those issues, man.
Some,
I mean, you really put you invested a lot in that defensive line, right?
It will help. It will help with. Hey, by the way, you're right. Did you just got three first round picks, pass rushers?
Uh huh.
You've got first round defensive tackle.
You got a guy you just paid a lot of money to.
A guy you just paid. They've invested a lot.
That should be the. Well, I know we go to the receivers, but that should be the anchor of your defense. That should be the reason why your defense is a solid unit.
Well, the defense was pretty good last year. Defense wasn't the problem of the team. I know I get on them. They didn't have enough takeaways.
It was not the problem of the team. They couldn't score.
That was on the other side of the ball. At times, and definitely without Tua, it just wasn't good enough. So. And again, they beat the teams they're supposed to. If they do that this year, they're still going to end up winning a lot of games if they beat the teams they're supposed to.
It's interesting you keep going with that teams they're supposed to beat. And I still wonder which
– well, like
outside
year.
Of like the really bad ones. Like I wonder, like, do you think the teams like the Pats and Jets are like teams you're supposed to beat?
Yes.
Okay.
Because but they're
I know
a lot
they're saying that same thing too, man. You don't think New England's like laughing at the Dolphins right now? Like if you listen to sports radio there, like they're not laughing at the dysfunction.
I don't think the Patriots are laughing at anything as bad as they were last year. I'm serious. That was a bad team, and they got a whole bunch of new guys.
I see their coaches fighting and camp and stuff.
Oh no, he's getting after it too. He's out there.
They go, oh, we love this guy. We know he's willing to go to battle for us.
Hey man, that's great. Hey, the Jets, Justin Fields can't complete passes up in New York right now.
Yeah.
He's struggling. He's throwing all short passes. And
maybe if there's a fight at the Bears practice, Mike McDaniel get in there and mix it up a little bit.
Yeah, I don't.
What do you think?
I don't think Mike's going to do that.
No?
No, I don't.
They earn the respect of the players.
Yeah, I don't think I don't think you need your coach. I don't think the Lions need Dan Campbell to lead everybody and go after the other coach to make a point. I don't think that's the answer. I don't think that's the way to get it done. But anyway, then we got the situation out here we're really looking forward to today, and that is Carson Beck, man. Everybody's talking about Carson Beck and why. Well, first of all, the quarterback position is really important, and everybody knows Carson Beck's been a starter with Georgia for a couple years, had the injury, and everybody's all over the board about him. Threw too many interceptions.
You don't think he thinks I could play myself into a really high draft pick?
Yes, that's why he's here.
Yeah.
He is here.
Because of what he saw last year.
He came back, and he wants to probably got a pretty good idea. He was told, with first of all, you injure your arm. Mm-hmm. That's a red flag right off the bat, right? Stay away from the draft. And listen, it didn't go well there. He had some games where it's a two-pick games, and they weren't playing as well, and he wants to get rid of that whole thing and come to a new place and get a fresh start like Cam did and put up some good numbers, especially touchdowns to interceptions, right? He wants to put that thing together. I think it's going to be fun to watch. Look at everybody knows what he's making. Everybody, you know, because he did play. He played a high-profile program last year, right? Kirby's had this thing rolling in Georgia.
He's a high-profile guy. You know, he certainly doesn't lay low, but, man, that is funny. You have to bring that up every time now.
What's that?
The amount of money he's making. Because it is a lot of money. You know, it's a hell of a lot of money.
You know what's funny? And the guy in Oklahoma is getting all the money, went to Washington State. Nobody talks about it. Maybe they do out there. But, hey, listen.
I think everyone is, man. I don't think there's a quarterback at a big school that's not making a
couple million.
Right?
Yeah. I think the guy that left at Tennessee's getting $2 million a year.
I'm sure.
He went to UCLA. I think he actually is getting pretty good money.
I hope one day we can find out the real numbers, like what these guys are really clearing.
You know what?
They should have to make that
public. Then we officially are professional football. I mean, it's already, it is professional football, right? You're paying guys.
You're paying them, yes. Yeah, it is, yes. You're paying someone to do a job.
Right. They're here.
Every other college kid has the opportunity to work. Every other kid on this campus can get a job and do whatever they want, right? They ain't our money.
But you go out and you have 20 schools recruiting you, either through the transfer portal or high school, especially five-star guys, four- and five-star guys. Their money's getting all set up ahead of time on what they're going to get when they get to school. Hell, you can get money now in high school. Florida voted you can be paid in the state of Florida. So, yeah, we're different times, Woody, different times. I will tell you one thing. I am glad to tell you that when the games are played, nobody goes, wow, Notre Dame, I wonder what they're paying, and Miami, what they're – it's just 11 on 11. Last year –
well, it's the same way in the pros too, right?
11 on – yeah, but you got a pretty good idea what everybody makes because we just throw it down everybody's throat and the $50
million
club. People
are going to start to do that in college football, though. People will do that. Guys overpaid.
Well,
what if a guy outperforms his contract? Are we going to have hold-ins at college camp?
No, you know what you're going to have when they tell you we're not going to pay you more?
He's going to leave.
They're going to leave.
Yeah.
Not hold in, hold out. It's like I have other choices. I'm a one-year free agent. My year's up, and I'm moving on. So we'll get some of that.
And I don't know what the answer to that part is, by the way. I know Dan Radakovich is going to stop by with you. I don't know what the answer is to – you do want to do employment contracts? Because I think guys will break them anyway and just leave. Right?
I am curious. There's some things that do need to be cleaned up a little bit. But good luck.
Well, what do you want to clean up? You want to do a salary cap? That would never work, right?
No.
It'll never work. You want to give guys employment contracts? That will never work.
No.
Because who wants to be the first school to sue a kid? Good luck with that.
They've got themselves in a bit of a you know what?
A pickle?
I am curious to hear what Dan Radakovich, who's going to join us at 8 o'clock, his ideas. He spends a lot of time. He gets asked questions about this. But there is one thing I appreciate. I appreciate that we don't know exactly what every guy makes. I don't want to know. I don't want to know what every young guy's making out here. In the NFL, you know, every guy, they put it out there.
Yeah.
You look it up, what they get, signing bonuses, when they get it. I don't want to know out here.
Well, the agents want people to know that too, right? The agents are the first to toss that number out there. The teams don't do it. The teams send out those press releases Like, they signed Sealer. Like, they don't send out the numbers.
Well, the agents, you're right. They want to know.
Schefter does.
Look what I got.
Yeah.
Look what I got from my guy. Hey, that ought to be good for five clients right there that are interested. All right, we got to go to break, man.
Wonder what these agents are making off of college deals.
Drew told me not much.
Their marketing deals. Soon, I'm guessing.
That's not the big catch for them, the marketing. The big catch for them is to keep them to be their clients.
Yeah, but who's the guy that's going to handle all the free agency calls each offseason, right? Like, if you have a star quarterback, and I'm guessing, like, let's say Arch Manning, let's say he decides to stay in school or something.
Yeah, he wants to go somewhere else.
How many
teams
are going to want to call him up and bid on him? Who's his representative?
They go to the marketing guy.
Yeah.
Because the marketing guy is an agent. Yeah, but they can't stop that.
Put in your best offer, right?
They can't stop Drew's marketing department from a guy here that goes, hey, can you check L.A. and see what's going on at USC and UCLA? They're pumped.
What happens when Alabama calls and you say, listen, whatever he wants, we'll give him?
What do you think? So you got to build up relationships here. They got to have success if they're happy with the amount of money. But if they start shopping around, you know, and somebody wants to pay him, then things change. Anyway.
Two things really quick, if you don't mind. Somebody said Jeremiah Smith make enough money in his 3-year college football career that he can retire. He probably could. I'm not probably. Of course he could.
If Jeremiah Smith stayed at Ohio State for 4 years.
Three years, even.
For
like $20 million? I don't know, something crazy like that.
I don't know. I heard four, but it's hard
four
for me
year?
To imagine.
Yeah, I don't know.
Whatever it is, I mean, he should, if there's one guy right now, an important position.
Good player.
That checks every box possible. Run, big, fast, great hands. Yeah.
I want to know what your summer job was at Cal. Didn't you you drove a truck, didn't you?
I had a Budweiser truck one summer. That didn't go well. I lost my job.
You lost your job?
I don't want
to tell us why.
They put
me. Did you drink all the beer?
They put me in a rough neighborhood in Oakland. Uh-huh. On one day, and I was filling in. I don't know why the guy thought I knew my way around.
Driving a truck.
I got a big Budweiser truck.
No experience driving a truck.
No experience. Okay. Why the hell they did that? They gave me a bunch of little liquor stores to go to. And I took a load in there.
Oh, boy.
And I came out like yesterday. I came out, and four guys were cleaning out the back of the truck. And I just looked at me. Nobody ran. They looked at me, and I just went, take what you need. I remember going, take what you need. And then they got theirs, and they took off. I went back, and I said, man, they took some stuff out, and that was stupid, man. Put me there.
Yeah.
I didn't know where the hell I was. Hmm. So anyway, that didn't go well, but what else did I do?
You did the farming, right? The milking.
No, I had to.
Didn't
do
you used
that.
To do?
That was growing up. Oh. That was different. I had a. Tractor. I drove a tractor as soon as I was old enough. They let me drive.
Really?
My buddy let me drive his dad let me drive a tractor where you got to stay out in front of the guys that pick the fruit.
Ah.
And my truck, and they go, hey, pick it up. You dozing off up there, man? Pick it up. Of course, I didn't understand a lot of what they were saying, but I knew to like. When they started yelling. By the way, those guys, they're flying. They're like machines. Early in the morning till they shut it down. And I mean, that's how they made their living.
I think it's funny you got robbed on the first day.
That was not a great job. I had a used car job, too.
Sold cars?
Me. That did not go well.
Didn't sell anything?
No. I didn't make any money. I go, wait a second, what am I supposed to do? Like, I'm not selling. He goes, well, you got it when the people. I go, I don't know anything about this. Yeah, I mean, used cars.
All right.
Didn't go well. Used cars and the Budweiser job did not go well. All right, we got to go to break.
All those weird
here.
College jobs, man. Everyone's got them. I got robbed in college, too, by the way. My job.
You did?
I worked at the mall.
Somebody came in.
I was working by myself, and I was working at a hat store, like a Lids.
Said, give me your money.
One guy came in, and he goes, can you go climb up the ladder and get something on the top? And I turned around, and there were about five guys who were cleaning out the store.
Yeah.
They fired me. So you should have chased after him.
I think I was fired too, by the way, to be honest. I think that was a mutual, like, they still wanted, because they were big football fans at Cal, but they, like, were, you're done.
It's, I think I got fired from every one of my college jobs. I worked at Circuit City.
That didn't go well.
Yeah, I think it's either Omar or Perk that also worked at Circuit City. One of the two. I can't remember which one.
Yeah, my uncle fired me one summer. My dad's brother had me doing something and said my work sucked. He called my dad and said, I got to let him go, man. I had this job, but he's terrible at it. Terrible. Some kind of welding job. It was just not good.
Everyone's got those weird jobs.
Hey, man, let's take a second. Let's take a second here, man. We've got a lot of stuff going on here. We're live here at University of Miami practice facility, first day of pads. Harvey Cohn and Gary Judah, the partners of Cohn and Judah Injury Law Firm, personal injury attorneys in Plantation. Man, and I just want to tell you, compassion, understanding, caring, and knowledge with great communication. That's just a few things I think of. And some of the people reviews are talking about when they've had Cohn and Judah take care of them. Boy, I'll tell you what. You talk about the partners who, when you walk through the front door, are going to handle all your work. All your work. They don't hand you off to any other attorneys. And I always wonder when I see all those commercials, and I see all those partners doing the TV commercials and the great shots, and they're leading the meetings and stuff, and people go, man, that's the guy I want to represent me. Man, he's got a good look. Then you get there and you find out he's not doing anything. Matter of fact, he's not even in there when you go in that day. So they hand you off to another attorney. Matter of fact, one of the 20 or 30 that they've hired. That ain't going to happen with Harvey and Gary. Nope. As soon as you walk through that front door, they handle your case from start to finish with more than 30 years of experience each, big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million dollar results and small enough just to call you back. See, they think communication, and they think no matter what your case is and it's going to be worth, that you're important every day. I want you to go to CohnandJudah.com, read the reviews. Man, you're going to see some great stuff. Man, they are saying great stuff about them. Made us feel like we were their only client. That's a pretty good start. Talked about their experience, their communication, and unbelievable results. Go to CohnandJudah.com, 866-FAIR-FEE. And remember this, they don't pay other lawyers to do the work you hire them to do.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's headlines.
All day, damn day. You got it right now there, brother. What do you have for us, Woody? Here's Hollywood.
You good?
Talking over the thing there, you all right?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Good news for fans that were concerned about Red Zone. Scott Hansen has confirmed that
he's
will continue to host Red Zone.
That would be
I was concerned they were going to put Stephen A. Smith on there.
I knew you were going to say that. Can you imagine Stephen A. go, hey, man,
Stephen
I want that
gearing
job.
Up, man. He's gearing up for a big NFL role. You know he is.
Yes. I want to go, hey, Stephen A., listen, man, just do your basketball stuff, man.
Well, the
Shaq
last person,
Charles, get there.
Last person at ESPN that said they wanted to stick to basketball. Remember, Michelle?
Oh, that's a good point.
I hate football.
Oh my God! You see all those faces when somebody says something, you know is going to get them fired. I've been there when somebody says, "Well, that ain't going to work." Everybody knows it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard, and you're going, "Uh-oh, that person's getting fired."
So I'm very much looking forward to your interview with Mike Florio tomorrow because I want to hear him talk about how he thinks this whole ESPN-NFL marriage is going to work.
Oh, he already
it's very
thinks
awkward.
It's going to be
I
a cover job. He thinks ESPN is going to be like they're going to be doing scripts every night on their shows that downplaying stuff that's
– I was trying to hype up the interview for tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, I know he said that stuff. But... All right, anyway, Joe, we keep moving here. And did you see what John Cena came out and was talking about? John Cena's a very open guy, by the way.
His feelings hurt, and he still wants to marry her. No.
He said he got a hair surgery transplant. You ever heard of that?
Yeah, but I don't think guys should. Listen, guys can talk about all this stuff, but don't talk about
scalp
the hair
surgery.
Stuff. He did?
Yeah.
So how's it look?
I mean, you saw him on TV over the weekend, didn't you? Oh, you don't watch.
But I didn't see it.
How did you not even see the clips of it? It was big, big news.
Did you notice a difference in his hair?
Yeah, it looks good.
Okay. So he got a good, so it was good for business, whoever he did that. That's good.
Is it something you would consider?
No.
You wouldn't go under the knife if all your hair fell out today?
My hair falls out, I'm Steve Goldstein too.
No, you're not. No
I'm going
way.
Goldie. I'm going Goldie. 100% I'm going Goldie.
There you go. Boy, Cam delivers for you, doesn't he? You want to take? You want to just take a quick pause for this? I'll get to
no,
the
no,
next,
no, no. Go ahead. I'm letting you go. Thank you.
Well, I need you for this one because we have an update on the WNBA situation. Or we could skip it. What do you think?
No, you love the WNBA about them throwing these things out all the time. You're like, that's great.
So we'll skip that today, and we'll let you know that the sports card hobby has had another good month here, Joe. A record $308 million spent online on cards in the month of July.
Well, I'll tell you what, Woody, you jumped on this thing first
Thank
with
you.
The card thing.
I don't know that I did.
I didn't know it was that big.
I think it was pretty late, bro, but.
I'll bet Dan Radakovich collects cards. I'll bet he had a card collection when he was a kid.
I think everyone collects something.
Everybody had them when they were younger. There's no question.
Everyone collects something, don't they? Everyone's got something they're into.
I got a bunch of cards. They're not worth anything. I like have all my guys I play with.
You
I like
have a lot
stuff.
Of cool stuff, though.
Yeah, but it's not that valuable.
Well, maybe to some people it is.
My wife spent like $2,000 on a Tiger piece, which is the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Tiger Woods?
Got me a Roger Federer piece. I go, oh, my God, stop going to these stores. I don't need it.
Tiger Woods autograph's good. The signed Tiger
Woods?
I know,
but I'll
take it off your hands if
it's
bothering
you.
Are you
done? Get back your stuff.
That's it.
All right, listen, we got Dan Radakovich.
It's way more important than any.
Dan Radakovich, we got a lot of stuff. Every time we call him, it's like, all right, Dan, we got a lot of stuff here in college football to talk about. But this is a fun day. It's always a good day. First day in pads, we'll have that for you.
Speaking of Tiger, how cool is that shirt?
Looks good. That's a teaser. By the way.
That's cool, right?
You got connections if you're going out to watch that. And you have an even more connections or a lot of money if you're playing that course.
You know, I just got the
email. Hard get.
I got the email about a week or two ago that I didn't get Masters tickets.
I didn't expect you
I tried
you were,
the lottery.
You're like, there's 50,000 people. Yeah. You're probably about 49,000. It's
no,
not going to happen.
I lost a lot.
But I'm guessing if you're at Clemson at one time in your life, you met some people and you're able to drive over there and got some good friends. Getting that $1.50 tuna sandwich over there, man. You can't beat that. Keep those prices down. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back in a moment.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.